Hello, my name is Rachel, and I'll be your rewind guide throughout this tour in the heart of Croix-Rousse, which should last 1 to 1.5 hours. A few useful tips before we start. Please note that all the commentaries are 100% audio, nothing to read. Visit with the phone in your pocket. All the commentaries and directions trigger automatically at the right place and time. In the mood for shopping or a small craving during the tour? No problem. Simply press the pause button and resume the visit when you're ready. For your own security, please keep an eye on your immediate surroundings, especially when crossing a street. Ready? Let's start. Welcome to Croix-Rousse. Built on a hill like the Fourvière district on the other side of the Saône River, this is one of Lyon's most surprising neighbourhoods. Croix-Rousse is laid back and feels like a village. And that's something the locals are proud of here. In fact, they like to say they're from Croix-Rousse instead of Lyon. Let's start our stroll in front of the Canu mural. This dazzling 1,200 square metre trompe-l'œil fresco really brings the district to life. It was designed in 1987 by a local artist association called Cité Création. They designed the very first murals in the city. Today, there are about 50 of these frescoes all over Lyon. This one is quite special. It's regularly updated to reflect the ages of its characters. See the man on the bike at the bottom of the stairs, to the right? He's with his son, who's riding a scooter. These two figures have changed a lot over the years. This is them in 2013. But in 1997, the man was much younger and his son was just a baby. Back then, the man was still riding a bike, but holding his son in his arms. You may be wondering why this fresco is called the Canu's mural. Well, no tour of the Croix-Rousse district would be complete without mentioning the Canu's. Lyon and silk go way back. For centuries, silk goods were among the city's most important exports. Initially, silk workers settled down in Old Lyon. But during the 19th century, many moved to Croix-Rousse. There are traces of these silk workers, or canus, as they're called here, all over the district. Should we go and have a look? Let's start from the highest point and walk downhill. Take the boulevard to the left of the wall and keep walking until you reach the first square, Place des Tapis. Tapis means carpet in French.